The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Herod was the one who had John the Baptist arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. She had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. Herodias, his own daughter, came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you." He even swore many other things to her. "I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even to half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made her request, "I want you to give me at once the head, on a platter, the head of John the Baptist." The king was deeply distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. He brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl, in turn, gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord. John the Baptist is one of the few saints in the modern calendar in the Catholic Church where we have multiple feast days to celebrate his life and his death. And that was kind of articulated well in the collect for today's Mass. Because both in his birth and in his death, John the Baptist was a forerunner for Christ. He was a prophet, the greatest of prophets, they say, because he was the one that actually foretold the imminent coming of Christ into the world. Where others were speaking on God's behalf, like Jeremiah, speaking very profound words to a people who needed them, that needed the correction, that needed that link back with God, John was no different, yet he was so closely connected to our Lord. I think a number of us can remember with joy the feast of his nativity this year. Although it was shifted a date from when it would normally be held because of the Feast of the Sacred Heart, the day of his feast, his nativity, when we celebrate him in his infancy, when he leapt in Elizabeth's womb at the coming of Jesus in Mary's womb. That interplay of life within the womb happened on the very day that the Dobbs case overturned Roe v. Wade. Is that incredible? That John the Baptist proclaimed the life of Christ in the womb of Mary. And on that exact feast day, we celebrated life in the womb here in the United States. Beautiful, and not a coincidence. That's God's providence. It was also God's providence that he called John throughout his life to be a voice in the wilderness, a voice calling out, preparing the way for the Lord. This meant he didn't have things easy, right? He famously lived on curds and honey like the prophets of old, or he wore a hair shirt and he like slept out in the desert and they barely ever ate as he was roaming around and preaching and went through many things. He was never afraid to preach the news of God in this world, to proclaim the truth no matter what the consequences. But in his greatness, in his prophetic mission, he never forgot what it was that he was doing. It never got wrapped up in his own head as if what he was about to do was going to aggrandize himself. No, he always prepared the way for Jesus. And so his words and his life, the words that are good for us as we go out in our daily life to profess the faith, to stand in a culture which is against our faith, just like John's, and to be able to speak the truth in a public forum with courage. We have to always remember his words. He said of Jesus, he said, "I must decrease, he must increase." This isn't about me. This isn't about my own program or my own interpretation of the law or my own personal faith or my own devotions or whatever it is. It's so amazing sometimes that we get wrapped up in this fight for justice. We get it confused with what's in our own ego, what's in our own psyches, and we don't allow Jesus Christ to speak through us. We're too busy saying our own opinion. John said, "I must decrease, he must increase." Not only his presence in the world, but as I'm speaking the truth in love and in truth, it has to be Jesus' words. It has to be his gospel. It's a very simple message, the kerygma. But so often we complicate it with our own egotistic opinions and ideas, and then we'll corrupt what is a pure and simple truth, that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, became man. He suffered and died on a cross, rose again on the third day, and ascended into heaven. And as all of that was happening, he was showing the way for us to follow him, to be like him. And everybody's invited, brothers and sisters. That's why we have to go out and spread the gospel. Go outside of this church and spread the gospel. Speak to people in the public forum. Gird your loins, as the Lord said to the prophet Jeremiah. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. On that day, they cut off the head of John the Baptist. But in his humility, in his ability to give himself over so that Christ might increase, we celebrate the day of that martyrdom today. And we've done it for thousands of years. And the teaching of John the Baptist lives on. A message for all of us that the gospel cannot be quenched by any fear of any politician, of any king, or any harlot, or anybody out there in the world, that they can try to squash it. But the blood of martyrs is seed for the church. That's what Tertullian said hundreds of years ago in the Roman Empire. The blood of martyrs is the seed of the church, and today's Mass is a testimony to that.